the majority of people, particularly in the United States, who want to get rich are already in the top 10% of the wealthiest people in the world, but they feel poor. And week to week and day to day, they struggle. And they do this because they don't live on less than what they make. They have willfully chosen to spend more than what they make. And by making the conscious decision to live on less than what you make, you immediately create excess in your life.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of the Life in a Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo, and on the Life in a Show, we help people make more, work less, and live amazing, abundant, prosperous, incredible lives. I'm joined by Polish Peter, my co-host. What's up, dude?
Hey, man. So we have some episode that we want to share with you that we're putting our of our secret vault, right?
Yes.
Because we have a secret vault. Do we have a secret vault?
A secret, highly protected vault.
Yeah. So it's basically you just jump into your hard drive and pull it out.
Right. What Peter is referring to is we're going to do a legacy episode. Now, occasionally we love to throw these in. We review our previous podcasts that were the most often listened to, the most often rated and reviewed and shared. And so these are the hot ones, the ones that people really, really enjoyed. And so we find these and we share them again for your benefit. Maybe you missed it the first time. Maybe you're a new listener or viewer and you didn't have a chance to listen to this. So this is a chance for you to get some of the gold nuggets that we have previously done so that you don't miss out. And so in this episode, we're going to share with you one of these episodes. We're going to call it a legacy episode. And I'm going to get ready to introduce it right now. And if you like this, I want you to give us a review, give us a rating, give us a thumbs up. Let us know what you can take from this. And then even share it in our Life in Air Facebook group. Just go to Life in Air. If you search Life in Air on Facebook, you'll find a private group there that you can be a part of. You don't have to be a Life in Air member. This is open to the general public. And I'd love for you to participate in there. Tell us what you thought of the episode. Let's jump into it right now. Here's our legacy episode. Enjoy.
When I come to teach, I usually will bring something up that has been popping up quite often. So in other words, you know, people may come to me and start asking me questions or challenging me in certain areas. And as I give thought to those, usually while I'm working on it, multiple people are coming to me with the same thing. So I feel that sometimes it's a timely time for me to just come and share a new teaching or a principle with you. And that is where this principle or this teaching is coming from today. The question that many people have been coming to me with, and I'll tell you, this has been many years, that over the years, people come to me with it quite often, but all of a sudden, quite a bit lately, people have been asking me, you know, Steve, what is it that we need to do to become rich? And, you know, the first thing that I usually challenge people with is, well, what is rich? And I think that that is something that we have to be able to define in order to be able to figure out how to become rich. Now, having said that, I'm going to go out on a limb and sort of title this podcast with this is that every one of us can be rich. And being rich is something that I will tell you, if you're listening to this right now, you would be considered rich. And if you're listening to this right now and you do not think that you are rich, I want to encourage you to keep on listening because it's going to be extremely important for you to pick up on what it is I'm about to share with you here today. Again, just want to go back and say that if you are listening to this right now, I can pretty with some certainty say that you are rich. Now, rich compared to what? If you're going to sit here and compare yourself to the wealthiest people in the world, then no, maybe you're not rich. But if you compare yourself to the poorest people in the world, I will tell you that you are super wealthy. The poorest people in the world would not be able to even have access to a device where they could even listen to this podcast right now. The poorest people in the world probably did not have breakfast or lunch or dinner in the last 24 hours. And I imagine that if you're listening to this, that you have. In fact, I will go so far as to say that if you are listening to this, you are in the top 10% of the wealthiest people in the world. And so having said that, you need to understand that if you feel like you're not rich, that you are putting yourself in a position, looking down upon, you know, the position that you're in. And one of the first things when it comes to being rich is understanding that being rich is a mindset. If you think that you're not rich, you will never experience richness, no matter where you are on that spectrum, no matter how much you have, you will never feel it until you begin to recognize that being rich is actually a mindset and not how much of it that you have. Now, that mindset is something that we can develop. It is something that many of us find ourselves in a place at some point or another in life where we think that we don't have much, where we think that we are not rich. And I will tell you that I was in a place like that for a long time in my life, where I believed that I was not rich. I believed that there was so much more to life, that I could have so much more. And frankly, when I had that type of mindset, being rich or having something was sort of elusive. I was sort of my own worst enemy when it came to that. I got my own way just because I believed I didn't have much. Anything I had never seemed like much. And it really led to a mindset of lacking, if that means anything to you. If you feel as though you are lacking and you feel as though that things that you just don't have enough, nothing you have will ever feel like enough. The reality of the situation is by American standards, I grew up not in a wealthy household. I would have been at the upper end of poverty or the lower end of the middle class, but we never went without, and we never went without anything. And, you know, growing up, I sort of had the mindset that I was poor and that we were lacking. And it took, you know, becoming an adult for me to take a look back and to realize that I never lacked of anything. We may not have had as nice of cars as other people. We may not have had as nice of a home, but we always had our meals. We always had everything we ever needed. And, you know, when I look back, I could see that we were not poor. Going back and understanding that I have now traveled to different places throughout the world, have been on missions trips, I have seen what poverty can be. And in visiting other people and seeing what they have and how little they have, it's a very humbling experience. It makes me realize how much I do have. In fact, there can even be a sense of guilt that I have so much and these people have so little. And even when I feel as though I don't have much, when you go and you visit a third world country, you come to realize just how much you really have. Having said all of that, I have been visiting third world countries now for about the last 10 years, and I have been doing so mostly in the scheme of participating in a mission trip and going there to help people who are less fortunate. I will go so far as to say that, you know, I have been so often that the initial shock of how little some people have throughout the world has sort of worn off. My initial shock was that these people who I was serving, who I was traveling to their country, going there to help them, that they were just so poor and they had so little, and I just wanted to do so much for them, and that guilty sense that I had for having so much when the amount of money that I spent, the amount of money that I lived off of, could have taken care of 50 families for a year. It could drastically change the way that they lived. When I have been now going in multiple times, I have now started to view some of these families who I have gotten to know, who I have seen on a number of occasions, who I've visited their homes, that I no longer view them as poor. There's people who have far less than them. In fact, there was a family who we were building a home for just a couple of years ago. And this is a home that is about the quality of a very nice shed here in the United States. These homes are 16 feet by 20 feet, one room. They don't have running water or electricity inside of them when we build them. They're just a concrete floor. We do put a couple of windows and a door in them, which is sort of a luxury in third world countries. And these homes are very well constructed. Well, there was a family who was supposed to receive one of these homes, and then because of issues regarding paperwork, they were not able to get one of the homes. And the son was so excited when they were going to get this home, and then he was so dejected when they were not going to get it. He was just completely let down, disappointed. He was almost mad. And the parents then were trying to console their son. And one of the things that the parents had said to the son was, they said, "Son, we just need to trust God. We have so much, and there are people out there who have far less than we do, and someone who needs this house more than we do is going to get the home." Now, I want you to understand that this was coming from a family where a one-room house, that is the equivalent of maybe a nice shed that we would have here in the United States, could sit here and say that someone else needed this more than they did, that they had so much, and perhaps the Lord wanted to bless somebody else with this home and not them. This was a family who realized just how rich they were. And their home, when we were visiting it, they had a dirt floor. The husband gathered wood throughout the day in order to sell wood. And when he would sell wood, that was the way that he made a living for his family. Whether it was twigs, whether it was fallen trees, whatever it was, he made a living for his family by gathering wood and selling it. He had a bunch of wood there by the home that, he was chopping up so that he could sell bundles of it. I have no idea what kind of living he made with selling wood, but this was the way that they made their living. He didn't have land to harvest it off of. He had to just go pick this wood up, this scrap wood, from wherever he could get it. And that was the way that he made a living. So I want everyone to just understand that this was a couple who was able to convey to their son just how rich they really were. And by our standards, they had absolutely nothing. The living that they made was probably on about $2 to $3 a day, yet they were able to see the wealth that they possessed and how there were others who had so much less than them. And so it is definitely a mindset. Being rich is a mindset. Now, I know that there's some of you who are listening in to this and you're thinking, yeah, but it sure would be nice to have millions or billions of dollars so that I could do whatever I wanted to do. And I will just tell you this, that is something that is achievable for everyone. Everyone can have extreme wealth, but it starts with the mindset. If you do not have that mindset, you will never, ever be able to get there. If you think that $1,000 is a lot of money, well, then $1 million is a whole lot of money to you. And it's something that you will never be able to achieve as long as you think that $1,000 is a lot of money. If you think that $10,000 or $100,000 is a lot of money, $1 million is going to be out of reach for you. It's not to say that $100,000 is not a lot of money, but if you are of the mindset that it is a lot of money and it's something that's very difficult to get and it's hard to get your hands on and it's hard to make that kind of money, well, then you will have just made making $1 million 10 times harder in your mind. And you have to understand that your mindset is the number one thing that is going to control whether or not you achieve great wealth and riches. And so being rich is entirely a mindset. You will never be able to achieve more than what you think you can. And you have to begin to condition yourself in that area. So people who are wealthy, that can be at all different levels. You could have $10,000 and believe that you're wealthy and be wealthy. You can have millions of dollars and still think that you're not wealthy. And it's all a mindset. And you will determine yourself whether or not you're going to be happy just based off of the mindset that you have.
Hey,
Hey guys, we'll get right back to our episode, but there's something really important I want to tell you about, and that is this. You don't have to choose between having a great life and a great business. You can have both. We have two different events, in fact, to help you do just that. Our Get a Life Getaway is our proven process. We've been doing this for just about 15 years now, of walking you through the process of creating your own personal life vision, your life inner vision for the ideal life that you want to live. And by the way, this isn't pie in the sky approach to living. This is a tangible, strategic way to really figure out exactly what you have to do and what things have to be in place for you to live that vision, and so that you can make this a reality. Now, the second part of that component is the second part of the formula is the business builder workshop. So this is where now finally you can have a business that doesn't absolutely destroy your life, and you can make the money you want and the amount of time you want. You can have fun. It can fulfill vision element items. You can remove yourself from the day-to-day and the minutia, so you're only doing the things that are most enjoyable to you and that you're best at, right? Can you imagine what that'd be like to get to enjoy and wake up every day loving what you get to do in your business and making money hand over fist? Like, that's just an amazing combination. So I want to encourage you to go to the Get a Life Getaway and the Business Builder Workshop, because they're really a 1-2 punch combination to help you get the ideal life and business that you dream about. Now, here's the even cooler part, Peter. We have a very special promo for them. Tell them about that.
Well, because you guys are a loyal listener, because you're listening to our podcast and listen to my English and his English all the time, here's what we have for you guys. Head over to lifeonair.com, click on the events tab at the top of the page, pick the event that you want to go to, go to the checkout page, and in the promo code area, type in podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, podcast, hit apply, and guess what you're going to get? You're going to get 50% off. That's 50% off the ticket price, the regular ticket price, that majority of the people out there who don't listen to our podcast don't know about it yet, get to pay, but you get to pay only 50% off. So head over there right now, get to this event, and I can't wait to meet you. Come up to us, say hi to us, introduce yourself, tell us you found us on the podcast. We would love to talk to you and show you how this vision process really creates miracles in people's lives.
Man, one last thing is, I don't know when you're listening to this episode right now, but I don't know how long we're going to keep this discount up. I don't know how long this promotion will be valid. So go and do it right now to make sure you get that 50% savings. We'll see you at an event soon. Let's get back to the episode.
So having said all that, you can condition yourself and you can begin to think the way that wealthy people do. You can begin to handle your money the way that wealthy people do. And I'm going to just share a couple of little things with you today that will help set you on that path. And it now becomes a decision that you get to make. You can begin to change your mindset and you can begin to start doing some of the things that wealthy people do. And if you exercise these principles over and over and over a period of time, you yourself will be rich. So it first starts out with just the mindset. If you think that there's a certain level of money that is a lot of money, you're going to basically be capping the amount of money you'll ever be able to make, because you're going to think that once you've achieved that, you have already made a lot of money. You need to understand that 10,000, 100,000, a million, whatever the level it is that you're pursuing, you need to understand that it's not a lot of money. There are people who make, football players who make $1 million for every game that they play. There are baseball pitchers who get paid $1 million for every game that they play. When you start to look at it in that sense, you think it's a whole lot of money, but in the reality of the situation is they get paid that for playing one game. Obviously, there's stuff in between. There's practice and prep and years of training to get them to that point where they have been able to earn that much. But today, that is what they are worth to somebody. They are worth that much for one game that they play. And when you can sit here and begin to wrap your arms around that, wrap your mind around that, that you are the one who can create value. You are the one who can determine what it is you are worth by the value that you provide. And it's not a matter of being paid for one game. It's a matter of being paid for the value that you bring to that one game. When you are a person who owns a baseball team, You're not concerned about how much you're paying that pitcher for their time. You're concerned about the value that they bring to the team, and you want to win a game. It's important for you to win. So having the absolute best pitcher out there who can ensure help better your odds of walking out of there with a victory versus a loss so that you can have a winning season, you're willing to pay more for that. Can you get pitchers who will pay for less? Of course. You can get pitchers who will play for a few $100,000 a year versus $20 million a year. But if you put those pitchers in who get paid a few $100,000 a year, at the end of the year, you will have a losing season. So the owner of the team is willing to pay for value. Now, having said that, there are many people throughout the world who are willing to pay for value. And you need to understand that at some point, some level, you can bring value to people. If you are somebody who is focused on being paid by the hour and being paid for your time, you will never be paid much. You'll never make a lot of money. Having said that, that's okay. You don't have to make a lot of money to be rich. But if you want to make more money, you need to understand that you get paid for the value that you bring, not the amount of time that you spend. And when you can begin to grasp that and understand that there's value within each of us, and every one of us is the best in the world at something, as long as you can begin to identify the people who are interested in that and are willing to pay for it, you can generate a significant amount of value for or amount of money for the value that you bring. If you are somebody who just wants to be paid for your time, that is okay as well, because this next principle is going to be a key to whether or not you will be someone who is wealthy or rich and achieving levels of riches that you would like to achieve. No matter how much it is that you generate, no matter how much it is that you make, one principle that is extremely important is that you have to live on less than what you make. The majority of people in this world who feel like that they are never getting ahead, who feel like they are poor, the majority of people who feel like they just want to be rich and they dream about it all the time and they want to do things that are going to help bring riches into their lives, or they're desperate for it, or they'll do anything to get there. The reason that they feel that way is simply because they misuse what they already have. They spend more than what they make. The majority of people, particularly in the United States, who want to get rich are already in the top 10% of the wealthiest people in the world, but they feel poor. And week to week and day to day, they struggle. And they do this because they don't live on less than what they make. They have willfully chosen to spend more than what they make. And by making the conscious decision to live on less than what you make, you immediately create excess in your life. You now have more than what you need. And so if you go ahead and you make that decision, and you make the decision to live on less than what you make, you will now immediately have excess to be able to do other things with. And then so what do we do with the other? What do we do with that? Well, first of all, I think that in order for us to ever feel rich, we have to be generous. We need to be willing to give a portion of what we make away to others who are less fortunate than what we are. And we can always find people who are less fortunate than we are. And I want to just encourage all of you that no matter how much it is that you have, always give away a portion of what you make. If you're giving to someone else, you immediately are changing your mindset, changing your frame of mind to where I have enough and I am able to help others. If you are holding on to everything you make and you are unwilling to share with others, you are already acting like a poor person. You are acting like someone who doesn't have enough, and that mindset is what will dictate what you have. So I want to encourage all of you, be willing to share, whether it's giving to your church, whether it's giving to a charity, whether it is just finding a family who has less than you and helping them. It will immediately position yourself. It'll immediately position your mindset for abundance and to have more. So I want to encourage you to live on less. Now, also by living on less, if you're giving away a portion of what you make, I want to encourage you to live on enough so that, or less, so that you can begin to invest some of what you make. You see, people who are wealthy and who have monies that they're just making in their sleep are doing so because they put money to work for them. If you are working for every dime that you ever make, there won't ever be enough hours in the day for you to have extreme wealth. It doesn't matter how much you get paid per hour. You can be a very high income earner, but you need to live on less and be able to put your money to work for you. And there's many different ways for you to put your money to work, whether it's just investing it in the stock market, buying real estate, investing it into different businesses. However it is that you choose to do so, the key is having money work for you. You can't always work. And there's going to be times in your life when you want to just take time off. And if you're being paid for the hours that you put in, the moment you start to take time off, you will stop earning. So I want to encourage all of you to start getting in the habit, disciplining yourself of putting your money to work for you. One of the simplest ways of doing so is to investing money into a mutual fund or in the stock market of sorts. Irregardless of what your feelings are about the stock market, I don't hold back when I say this. I don't like it myself. But in lieu of having other places to put my money, I would find some of the best money managers out there and just put a little bit of money away week after week, month after month to work with a money manager and have my money working for me as best as it can and doing that consistently. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up because I've already shared quite a bit with you here today. I want to encourage all of you and just summarize some things. It starts with the mindset. You need to be able to start changing the mindset that you have. Secondly, you need to begin to start living on less than what you have. And thirdly, you want to be able to start putting your money to work for you. If you can begin to just exercise these three things and do these three things over the course of a period of time, you will completely change your financial picture and the way that you look at things. And you too will be able to be rich. So for those of you who sit there and think that you'll never be rich, it starts with your mindset. If you can change that and do these little things before long, you will feel rich. And that feeling of rich will lead to having riches and can lead to extreme wealth. But you have to start doing the things that wealthy people do. I will end on this. There are many people who just come into extreme wealth, whether it's through winning a lottery or getting an inheritance and things like that. If they have the wrong mindset and they don't understand what it means to be rich, they typically lose it. They don't have it for long. It is something that goes away. And I want to just encourage all of you. It starts with the mindset. It starts with understanding what riches are. And if you do not go ahead and change your mindset, it doesn't matter if you come across it easily, if it is just dropped in your lap, it won't last long. And so understand this, riches is a mindset, you can control it. There's nothing that you can do other than to start thinking of it differently. If you think of riches in a that it's hard to come by, it will be hard to come by for you. If you think that it's unfair, that we live in an unfair world, well, then you'll live that way and you'll pursue riches that way. Those who are rich have the same things that you have. They have the same things available to them that you have. The same opportunities are available to them as what are available to you. So I just want to encourage all of you to get rid of the negative thinking, think positively about it, and make it a part of your life.
Hey, that's a wrap for the episode. Hope you enjoyed it. You know, we'll drop these occasionally, but frankly, you know, this is something that we're just going to be do for a special treat once in a while. If you did enjoy it, if you loved it, if you really think there's some value here and some nuggets that you can move forward with, leave us a review. I said this in the intro. Let us know what you learned from it. Let us know what you think of the podcast. Leave us a rating. Give us a thumbs up. Tell other people about the show, because this is how we can change the world. We can change the community around us, and we can shed a light into other people's lives to help them live the vision that they also are pursuing, so they can live success to their own definitions. We'll see you next week, everyone. Take care.